Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Noah Sherlock is back. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA.
You're not going to ask if they're ready this time. I appreciate that. Hello, Brett. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Brett, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober, but it's Bud Light, so what does that classify me as?
How many Bud Lights have you had?
Probably eight.
Eight? You should be there by then, man.
They should just call Bud Light Seal Breaker.
Are you on a diet, apparently?
Yes.
Okay, I can tell. All right, Brett, our our Men's Room poll, pick one to play. Will you play the piccolo, the accordion, the auto harp, or the keytar?
I'm going to say the auto harp because it sounds like harp, and if heaven can book me, that's probably the only way I'd get in.
You think you're going to get into heaven after eight Bud Lights?
You think you're going to get into heaven because I need to book a new harp player? That's your in? That'd be the greatest story ever told.
Like somebody in heaven died?
Listen, man,
anymore?
I sinned my whole life, but I took up the harp. I get to play at the pearly gates.
He's in.
My past has been expunged.
Yeah, who would want that job anyway? It's like a bouncer.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Everyone else is having fun.
Let me see your ID.
All right, here's your question.
Let's do a one and done.
How many countries make up the United Kingdom?
Three.
Five?
Four.
Four. Four.
What's it, right? England, Northern Ireland, Wales, and Scotland?
Scotland.
Okay.
Scotland. All right, here's the question. Which company created the slogan, "We'll leave the light on for you"?
He made it sound real thrilling on the radio commercials. The Gold Barn guy sounded more excited than he
did. We'll leave the light on for you.
Sometimes you travel down a highway and you need a clean place to sleep.
Oh, it's a hotel chain. I can't remember it, though.
Yeah. Don't forget one of our 9 million convenient locations all over North America.
I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Motel 6.
No! I can't remember. Very good. Tom Baudette.
I'm Tom Baudette.
We'll leave a lot of... Whatever happened to Tom Baudette? Is he still around?
Well, you know, I'm just the guy that you saw in every horror movie that warned you not to do the thing you're about to do. Just come on down to Motel 6 and I'll tell you about the Indian burial ground about 3 miles. But kids, you're going to do it anyway.
Does Tom Baudette get ass? I mean, is he famous? You know what I'm saying?
Like, hey, ladies, it's Tom Baudette.
What happens if he walks into a Sheraton? Do people go, oh, that's Tom Baudette.
Guess where the light is.
He wouldn't dare.
He wouldn't walk into a Sheraton?
Yes,
no,
he
man,
would.
It's Motel 6 all the way.
I'm a millionaire. I'm not staying in a motel.
Yeah, he's not staying in a Motel 6. He's like,
it's
Baudette.
Understood that he doesn't stay there.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know, man. I don't think he can be seen walking into a hotel.
He can't go to a Marriott courtyard or anything.
You're on the road, and look, you just want to go the
you
hell
want a good night's
to
sleep.
Do you want bed bugs? You want to stay in Motel 6? It's your choice. I'm Tom Baudette out. But when he's traveling, I'm sure my man's like, I want the presidential suite.
They probably have one of those nice continental breakfasts you can get if you get there before, 9 a.m. in the morning.
Are you sure of that?
I would almost guarantee it.
I don't know, man. Motel.
Yeah, I mean, hell,
but it's a motel. Motels don't do that. You're false advertising.
I eat breakfast in a Quality Inn for like 5 days in a row.
It's a hotel.
Oh, is it a hotel?
Yes, it's a hotel.
But some motels, like I stayed, I'll leave the name out, at a place, and it was scary, number one.
scary inn?
Pretty much was.
Okay. Did they have bagel in the morning or something anyway?
No, like a guy's car got stolen while we were there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Out of the parking lot we were in. Like it was one of those motels where, like, prostitutes hang out.
Oh,
but anyhow,
who picked that?
It was the cheapest. It was a bad mistake.
Okay.
But they did have a continental breakfast.
Oh, of course.
We went in there. And you know, like, the thing where you get the cereal out?
Uh-huh.
Like, it was, like, half full. There was, like, milk on the, like, counter. I mean, it was a mess. And then there was a guy with a backpack with his back to the rest of the room just staring out the window.
Oh, no. Did you eat breakfast?
I'm not there.
He just checked it out.
Yeah.
All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Randall. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola!
Randall, are you sober or not sober?
Well, I ain't been drinking, but, you know, I have a little green over here.
I got a little green over there, Randall. I'm going to put you in not sober based on the fact that you are...
On your voice.
Under the influence of marijuana.
Marijuana.
Marijuana. Randall smoking the devil's weed.
Marijuana, yeah.
All right, Randall.
Pick one or marijuana?
Pick one to play here. Are you going to play the piccolo, the accordion, the auto harp, or the keytar on our men's room poll?
Oh, I don't know. Guitar, I guess.
You can play the keytar. All right, very good.
Attaboy.
Okay.
You're the guy that would play the keytar.
Turn it up.
I think you made the right choice. All right, here is your question. It's multiple choice. Remember the movie The Crow? Well, the original plan for the movie The Crow actually was a musical starring which pop star? Michael Jackson, David Bowie, or Tom Petty?
David Bowie.
Don't be ignorant.
Michael Jackson?
I was going to be The Crow.
That wouldn't scare anybody.
I'm back from the dead. I am The Crow. I had a Jerry Curl after my afro.
All right, here's your question. Which war had more deaths than any other in world history? Somewhere between 65 million and 85 million people were killed.
World War II?
Okay, Randall. Nice job, man. Very good.
Leave on a high note.
Okay.
I am The Crow.
I had no idea.
Could you imagine?
No, that'd be
I mean, come on, man. I've heard, like, I know a lot of times they pick other people originally that they want to cast. One of the worst I heard was for Forrest Gump, the original choice was John Travolta. And look, I'm sure he'd have done a fine job. I just...
Like a box of chocolate.
Things happen for a reason. Game is a Big Dummy. 844-999 Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the game.
Jenny died of AIDS.
Hello. Oh, man. This is true. Miles, you brought me this news yesterday, I believe.
Hmm.
Are they still considering making a sequel to Forrest Gump?
Well, they were at one point in time, and the script did say that Forrest's son got AIDS.
That's
so if you're wondering if the movie is going to be an uplifting one, I'm not sure how
there's no chance.
Maybe that's the reason why I never got
that's
made.
The entire story.
Literally, I think the thing was done, and then 9/11 or something happened, and they shelved it.
Because the kid got AIDS?
I don't know what the connection...
I don't know. I'm just asking, man. I really don't know. So they made the movie, 9/11 happened.
I think they were getting... I think it was getting ready to be made.
Ah,
they
okay.
had everything ready to go.
Okay. They would have had AIDS. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy! Ryan.
Hola.
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 Ryan, you sober or not sober?
Sober is me, man. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Ryan. Thanks. All right, Ryan, men's room poll. Pick one to play. Will it be the piccolo, the accordion, the auto harp, or the keytar? You're going to slay on this thing.
Yeah, let's go for the piccolo.
All right. Hell yeah, man. Play that thing.
All right.
Yeah, play that
little, hey, Robin, play a little piccolo. Play a little piccolo. We don't get any piccolo jokes.
We want you to imagine you doing this.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, bring to the stage Ryan. You're definitely getting ass that night, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Well, it's July 4th. What's the other guy doing? Shooting off fireworks? Cool, bro. I'm going to play the piccolo.
I can play it because I have all my fingers. All right, here's your question.
I can't get the D note because
I have all my fingers.
Roman candle.
All right.
It's a piccolo, dude. You're going to be throwing a lot of D notes.
D major. All right, here is a... Here's the question. It's multiple choice. The parachute, the hang glider, or the bungee? The guy who invented it died testing it. His name was Franz Ratchet, and he attempted it in 1912.
His last name was Ratchet?
I'm just gonna have to go for the bungee because it seems like the dumbest one someone could die for.
Hang glider?
Parachute.
Oh, parachute.
Now, here's my argument. Here's my argument with this. And I asked Robin's opinion of this yesterday. So the story is the guy that invented the parachute died testing it. His name is Franz Rachelt or something. Anyway, he invented the first parachute in 1912, used it to jump off the Eiffel Tower, and he died when it didn't quite work right. So can you be credited with inventing something that didn't work?
I don't think so.
See, but come on. Like, in that case, was it Da Vinci came up with the concept of a parachute? He
and
came
the
up with the concept of a helicopter.
Yeah.
Hang glider, right? But they don't say he invented it because he couldn't make it work.
I mean,
this dude, you can't say he invented a parachute if essentially he jumped off a tower.
Technically.
And fell to his death. It didn't work. That's not a parachute's work.
Technically, the Wright brothers invented the hang glider.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's basically all it was.
But, God, you can't give this dude credit.
Mm.
I think it's ridiculous.
Ryan, what are you doing, man?
Right now, I'm driving a semi-truck, actually.
Okay. You're driving an 18-wheeler.
18-wheeler. Well, I'm parking it right now. I just have my car.
Okay. Do you ever get approached? Do you get approached by lot lizards?
Yeah. Well, no, it never happened to me, but.
But what?
I see them.
Okay.
See
him. I see him.
All right.
I see him. I see one between my legs right now.
I seen one.
Another one passed out in the back. All right. Here is your question. This northern country has only been involved in two wars. One was the Age of the Sturlungs from 1212 to 1264. I know you know that. Sorry to insult your intelligence. The other was the Cod Wars, not the Cold Wars, the Cod Wars from 1958 to 1976, and they've only ever had one casualty. It's a North European country.
Europe?
It's in Europe.
It's a country in Europe.
In Northern Europe.
Okay.
Nobody lives there.
Let's.
A few people live there.
I'm about to pass. I got no idea on that one, boys.
Denmark?
Iceland.
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 But to have one casualty there is like one half of their population. What do you mean Jimmy's dead? All right, another multiple choice question for you. James Corden, Stephen Colbert, or Ricky Gervais was in a new wave group in the 1980s called Siana Dancing and actually had a hit song with a song called More to Lose. Well, it's a huge hit in the Philippines, anyway.
Can you repeat those names?
James Corden, Stephen Colbert, or Ricky Gervais?
Let's go with Ricky.
Okay.
Nice. Nice went in it there, right?
End on a high note.
Okay. Game is a big dummy.
Still to come, head chef in the house, tends meat and potatoes, has foods that sound naughty. No S. Sherlock on the way, and your emails up next from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. The head chef's in the house. Tense Meat and Potatoes has foods that sound naughty. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Quite a few birthdays today, guys. Today, my oldest son is 5 years old. His name is Davey. He's been telling everyone within shouting distance for weeks that his birthday is coming up, so we are sure that he would love to hear it acknowledged on his favorite radio show. Listen to you guys all the time. Let's see here. How about a little kid fish sandwich, please?
Fish sandwich.
This is fun. My 10-year-old Samantha listens to the birthday shout-outs, and this morning she gave me a list of what she wants. She's 10. Here it is. An original fish sandwich, a suck-it-up cupcake, and here's the kicker. The Germans talking about donuts. I don't think she gets it, according to the mom. She's an awesome kid with a tender heart. Thanks, guys.
Fish sandwich. So, suck it up, cupcake.
Yeah, you are 10 years old, so I will keep this clean. But I do like a frosted donut.
Yes, the donuts are delicious. I agree with you.
Yeah. Ask mom about the donut. She might like Bavarian cream.
Yeah.
right, so my girlfriend Nicole, whose birthday is today, gave birth to a little girl last night named Nola. Can we get a bong rip and a couple of shotgun blasts?
Wait a minute.
That's classy as hell, Dave. Very nice. Yeah.
My wife gave birth last night. Give her a big old bong. Shotgun blast. Yeah. All right, like I'm going to do when we get back to the trailer. I pulled her out with a tractor.
That's right.
Hey.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby came out sideways. She didn't scream or nothing. She just took the pain.
Smoked palm off the whole thing.
Couldn't believe it, man. She left the whole ash on that cigarette. Didn't butt it once. Gave birth to my son, Nola, or my daughter.
Ola, my honorable son, number one, Eric, is 19 today, college freshman. Listening in Philly. He's in Philly.
Yeah.
How about a Leroy Jenkins and some dirty Germans, please? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, now that you're in Philadelphia, it's time to introduce you to the sex move known simply as the Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, it's ooey gooey and it ends up all over your fingers.
Yeah, you can also try the Philly tube steak.
Yeah, while you should be eating it, sometimes you just have to suck it up.
Bitches, very happy birthday to Debbie. Can she get an andro penis? Followed by a dirty German from Steve and an Aussie Ted talking about dirty countertops. Thanks, guys, and stay beautiful.
Andro penis.
Yeah, the only reason the countertops are so dirty is because of the sex move we had in your kitchen called the counterattack.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. You know, I like to keep my countertops clean. Can't have a dirty one. But you know, once you lay with a dingo, you end up dirty.
On a kitchen counter with a dingo?
Yeah, with a dingo, yeah.
Yeah, mate. I mean, where else are you going to have it with a dingo?
Yeah, he knows nothing about having the sexy time with the dingo. If you don't do it on kitchen counter, they get angry.
Yeah. I got you, mate. This American doesn't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Bitches, today's Christian's
Never
birthday.
Never had the sweet taste of dingo.
He got me hooked on this show, and I think you guys are killing it. Let's see here. Can we have Melbourne Ted and racist Miles of Virginia and give him his advice about his birthday, also about being over 20 years in this country as a resident? That would be great. Again, you guys are a relief in Mormontown. Sincerely, the transplant from Las Vegas in Utah.
Hey, how is this mate here, Mouse? That's a shame. Yeah. Well, good news. I'm from Australia, so I won't be too bad. But old racist West Virginia here, Miles, gonna give it to you.
Yeah. Well, you're the only one in this country for 20 years. And just remember, that if I ain't white, it ain't right.
Hey, you're in Utah. You already know. Don't think there's any other options.
Crisis averted.
Exactly.
You're fine.
Nothing to worry about.
No Jews or nothing.
Let's see here. Bicholos, today is my little brother Sage's 21st birthday. I want to wish him a happy birthday. Can I get the dirtiest of Germans and Wobbin talking about what he should do for his 21st birthday, please?
Yeah, what you should do for your birthday is lay in my bed and pretend that you are yawning.
Yeah, see, the problem with his 21st birthday is you're going to end up laying in that bed and not remembering how you got there.
Yeah, so don't ask why things hurt.
Ja, du kannst ein bisschen Bier schmecken von deinen Hintern.
Yeah, all I know is it involves your nipples.
Gentlemen, I want to wish my number one son a happy 22nd birthday. Sam just moved out, thank you, Lord, and is starting a new job. He's an amazing young man. I would love to give Sam a big old bong rip, concluded with an uh-oh, look out, please.
Whoops.
Uh-oh, look out.
Oliver Tolles and Wobbin, my wild and wonderful girlfriend, Jess, turned 29. She moved here from Petersburg, West Virginia, a few years ago. She's a big fan of the show and of you, Miles.
No, thank you.
Because you get a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans talking extra dirty about girl golfers. Thanks, guys, and rock on.
God Jesus, damn it!
What are you doing?
Dinging him.
Yeah, two things. First, I will take you back to Petersburg, trust me. Second, I like playing golf with all the ladies, because then I can play 19 holes.
Yes?
20 if you're nice.
First of all, I agree with Sil. Petersburg sounds like a town I'd like to party in. His female golfers are great. Sometimes I even give them money, so they can adjust their grip on the shaft.
Yeah, shaft grip.
Or re-grip. Miles, when's the last time you had your grips redone?
Way too long.
Yeah, I know. Sponsors for this is to remind you. Do you really want to beat Jay finally?
I do.
It's never going to happen. Oh, guys, the love of my life is taking his 30th trip around the sun. We love the show. He's an iron worker and a long hectic drive every day to work. And he would love to hear the dirty Germans talking about rod busting. Happy birthday, babe. Love you.
Yeah, I understand you are an iron man. I'm sure I would break my rod on your sparky, sparky behind.
Yes, you know, there's certain parts of busting that I love, but my rod, I like to keep in one place.
Yeah.
One piece.
Yeah, I put mine any place.
Yeah, he's willy-nilly with his.
Mm-hmm. Willy-nilly-willy.
Guys, says my girlfriend, Sari, pronounced Tiny Hippo's Dirty 30. She isn't too worried
Tiny
about
Hippo.
It because she's a cross-fitting nurse that kicks ass. Oh. Please give her a suck-it-up cupcake. Thanks, bitches.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
You can't make someone try to feel better by saying, no, maybe call you Tiny Hippo.
Guys, well, yeah, but he saved it with the cross-fitting nurse.
We call you kinda ugly.
That's it. Terry's a huge fan. Listen to you guys every day. Today is his 31st. Happy birthday. How about an original fish sandwich, please? Thanks, guys.
Fish sandwich.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my fiance Courtney. She is 31. She would love to hear Your Penis Is Too Small and Mickey and Goofy talking about sloths.
Well, gosh, the lawyers asked me not to talk about it, but I'll say to them what I told them. It's not my fault that this don't move very fast.
You know, a lot of people make fun of sloths because they don't move fast, but also, seldom known fact, that's what makes them such sensual lovers.
It's a long caress.
I'm going to take my time with you tonight, honey.
Guys, it's my fiance, Matt. He's a dedicated listener to his 32nd birthday today. He would love a birthday shout-out from the Dirty Germans about cars. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I like anything that has an exhaust pipe that I can wrap my lips around. Exhaust.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say this. Stick shift.
Good afternoon, amazing people. I would love if you would wish my amazing husband, Joel, a happy 34th birthday, please, with some turtle wax and a suck-it-up cupcake from his amazing wife. Thanks, guys.
Did she call herself amazing?
Self-proclaimed. So, suck it up, cupcake!
Drop the beat.
Second email from the wife, Wynette. I emailed a birthday request for Joel. His birthday, he's actually 35. My bad. That's
amazing.
Mrs. Amazing doesn't know how old.
That's the follow-up email. I want to give a birthday shout-out to Mike. Let's celebrate 36 years around the sun with some Dirty Germans, please.
Yeah, we'll have another 36 years around my personal sun. Trinary system.
Yes, you know, the super moons. The super suns, I just hope you like super pork.
Yeah, I also hope you like my black hole.
Yeah, do you like the taste of sauerkraut? Because some of it will be sour.
Guys, it's Jen Husband's 39th birthday. Huge fan of the show. He would love to hear some turtle wax. You guys rock.
That's fun.
Guys, it's a lovely wife, Megan's birthday. She is 41. We live in Maine. I introduced you to her show, and she loved it ever since. How about a birthday shout-out for her and some Dirty German talk? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, when you say Maine, I think of the male lion. I want to ride you like one and hold you by the mane.
Yeah, you know, she's from Maine. It's such a lovely state, and it's the best water, which you're going to need a bucket of after I'm done with you.
Yeah, and soap.
Guys, today's my good friend Stinky Joe's 44th birthday. Gonna get a what the F is that, bro, and a smell it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Smell it.
Guys, today's my husband's birthday. He is 46. Please give him a big old Leroy Jenkins, please.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Hey, guys, congrats on your 3,000th show. My husband, Jeff, is 31 years old. He's the love of my life for 31 years. Please wish him the happiest of birthdays. He is the district plumber for SSD.
Wait. He's turning 31 years old.
61.
Oh, he's I thought you said he's turning 31. He's been a love of my life for 31, which makes her really creepy.
That is weird.
My bad, you're
How
not creepy.
How about the Dirty Germans talking about all the tricks he can do with his tools?
Yeah, I imagine at 61, all of your tools are quite droopy now. You can do the Z double dutch, Z jump rope, the lasso, and the sling behind the back.
Yeah, so tons of tricks he can do. The hamburger, the hot dog. I saw him once use his tongue like a socket wrench. Even with the clicking, Miles, he was quite impressive.
That is.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm a damn fragile jaw.
Hi, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Yes. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Wow, crowd goes wild. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Sometimes there's names that are just kind of funny.
People laugh at it.
Yeah, so of course, you've probably giggled when you heard somebody order bangers and mash. Sounds a little dirty.
Yeah, then you had it, you found out it was delicious.
Yeah, I love bangers and mash. Mm-hmm. So these are 10 innocent foods that sound naughty.
Do you need a countdown? You want to
count that? Not it. You want to count
that?
Number
10. Number 10.
Hung Wang.
Oh, jeez.
What is Hung Wang?
They're noodles.
Oh. What kind of noodles? Rice noodles?
I want some of that Hung Wang.
Is it a thick rice noodle? Is it a thin rice noodle? What do we got there?
It depends on how you talk to it.
Jesus. Create your own adventure.
Okay. But is it hung?
I don't know. These are just 10 innocent foods that sound naughty. I don't have a description of which noodle.
That's a medium size.
I say we should
noodle.
Open all a right. restaurant yeah. where all of these foods are on the
menu. That's one step up from Pad Thai.
You could serve all
of them. Yeah. Number 9.
Fish sticks. Right? I mean, there's nothing about it other than just the word fish sticks.
But I want some fish sticks in my mouth, please.
Say no more. Say no more.
Right? Slurp down some Hung Wang.
Donut holes. Which, if I can't mention donut holes without giving a shout out to our Canadian brothers and sisters and mentioning Timbits.
You like those better than the Dunkin' Donut holes?
No, I just think it's funny because they're tiny.
Want to eat some Timbits.
Timbits.
Breaks up there with Slice protein pudding.
Yeah, and they sponsor all the like junior hockey, so like little kids are called Timbits.
That's awesome.
I know. I don't know.
What is it like? Kublai Khan?
The Timbits take on the poutines. These are, the 10 naughty sounding foods?
These are 10 innocent foods.
Okay.
Number 7.
That sound naughty.
Naughty.
That's it. When you try to do it in an English accent, naughty. It sounds
naughty.
Better.
It sounds naughty.
Pork hocks.
Pork next, hocks.
Hocks. Yeah, okay, man. Okay. Next thing, I mean, we're having a couple drinks. Next thing I know, I got 2 handfuls of pork hocks.
Jesus. 5. Number 5.
Use them in a sentence.
It's ham hock, though, isn't it? Well, I guess it's the same thing.
It's a pork hock's ram.
Pork. Oh, yeah, I see. That's a different part of the hock.
This one's strong.
Mm-hmm.
Pound cake.
Yeah.
Okay. Homegrown and down home.
It's the only thing we serve in the town. Pound. A fun fact, by the way, and I only learned this because of our friend Robin, it's actually pound cake because each ingredient is a pound of it.
Oh, really? Does it weigh a pound when it's done cooking? Or just the ingredients going in as an actual pound?
Yeah, you need like a pound of sugar and a pound of the other stuff and a pound of that other
definitely
stuff.
Definitely at least a pound of butter.
You never yeah, want your ass nicknamed pound cake.
Number 5.
Daryl, a.k.a. pound cake.
Well, he hangs out with his friend who's got a beautiful rump roast.
Yeah. Oh. Ow, the rump roast.
You pretty well made a rump roast the other night.
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You said it was delicious.
It was.
Rump roast. Then had sex with it and confessed.
Right. Rump roast is funny. I mean, I remember being a teenager.
Oh, you couldn't say without laughing.
Right? Like, my mom would always cook, like, roast on Sundays. I'm like, the rump roast? Are you sure, Mom?
I think roast beef sounds dirtier.
It does now.
Oh, yeah, especially when you say it like
roast
that.
Roast beef?
Well, just the way you're like, beef. Roast beef sounds roast dirtier.
It's like Ted said years ago. You can say, I like kids. But if you say, I like kids. Versus, I like kids.
Oh, man, roast
totally
beef.
Totally different.
Yeah, right?
Roast beef.
Yeah, roast beef.
Number 4.
I'm a little scared to say this one.
It's a food, man. It's all good.
How do you...
Jussie Pussy?
That's not what it says.
They're finished bread rolls.
Oh, they're Jussie...
Pew meow meow? Jesse,
why would that sound dirty? You know how to say it because it sounds dirty, which means you say it. No, it's not.
Maybe it's
you
maybe it's Jessup Oosie. It could be Jessup Oosie.
You know what?
But that doesn't sound dirty.
I'll have to ask one of my Finnish friends exactly the pronunciation.
Okay.
And when I see him, I'll come back.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Juicy. Why not? Why risk it?
Jerked chicken.
Yeah.
Now, granted, usually it's jerk chicken, but
right.
I guess technically it has been jerked.
It's been jerked. Yeah, it's been jerked.
We need this
and choked. You have to jerky it first.
It's kind of spicy.
Yeah, I'm going to try a choked chicken.
Do you like a wet jerk or a dry jerk? No, seriously, when you jerk your chicken, do you like it wet or dry? The wet is normally hotter. The dry jerk is a little bit more, it's a little bit easier to swallow.
In this case, I would like dry jerk chicken.
Okay, all right.
Number two.
Pulled pork.
All right.
Pulled pork.
At any point you see me, that is true.
Right. Oh, the last one I can't believe is actually real.
These are foods that sound naughty on Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
One, number one.
Gentleman's relish.
What is gentleman's relish?
This is a spiced anchovy relish.
That's not it.
That actually doesn't sound too bad. Have you ever had it?
No.
I didn't know it was a real food. I know. Yeah,
gentleman's relish.
I'd always heard that it was I only knew it as evidence of completion.
Don't pick that tissue up.
Right.
You got, I'll get that.
Or my socks.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You don't have any idea.
What happened on this countertop? I cracked open a can of gentleman's relish.
It's a spicy, what did you say?
Anchovy.
It's a spiced anchovy relish. Okay. So it's a regular relish with spiced anchovies in there, which also, like, that doesn't sound that bad either. What are you doing tonight? I'm spicing the old anchovy.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. There you go, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Still a couple drinking toasts with a shot of the day. Noah Sherlock is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Still a couple of drinking toasts with a shot of the day. Another round of profile this coming up as well. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Picks it. Looking for stories with headlines that scream.
Well, no, Sherlock.
And away we go. Teens aren't socializing in the real world, and that's making them super lonely.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No Sherlock.
I know that comes as a stun to a lot of you people out there, but apparently, if you spend a lot of time alone, but don't necessarily want to be alone, you feel lonely. Damnedest thing. A woman almost dies after injecting herself with fruit juice to get
healthy. Well, what do you know about that? No Sherlock!
What was the fruit juice supposed to do?
It's a 51-year-old woman in China, and she almost died last month because she injected herself with fruit juice to get healthy. She mixed over 20 different types of juice, hooked herself up to an IV. Well, she had a severe reaction that caused her skin to itch and her temperature to spike, but she didn't go to the hospital until later that night, but only because her husband took her there. And when he found out, of course, she freaked out. But she almost died of multiple organ failure and sepsis. So, in case you were thinking about injecting fruit juice directly into your body, don't.
What juice would you pick?
It's hard, man, because the ones I like most, orange juice and pineapple juice, while they are delicious, also very acidic. So yeah. I don't want that going directly into me. Probably apple.
Yep, apple juice.
Okay. I want a Hawaiian punch.
You want a Hawaiian punch? Is that a juice?
It is in my
world. Does that qualify as a juice?
In my house.
I don't know, man.
Yes, it is. It's fruity and delicious.
We continue. 16% of women have worn makeup to the gym.
No, Sherlock.
Seems like a low number. What if you're just getting done with work? You want to go to the gym? Right. You don't need to put makeup on. I mean, what the hell?
I'm with you, right? If you work out in the evening, like, she's not wearing makeup to the gym. She just had it on at work.
Right. Now she's stopping by, like most people do after work, or even if you're doing it before. Well,
but hey, it's appreciated.
That's it. And Mike, you covered this yesterday, but almost half of Americans feel intimidated at the gym.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
47%. I get it.
Okay.
All right, we're all familiar with the college scandal fallout. The getting your yeah. The rich have always been gaming the system.
No, Sherlock.
Yeah, we know. We just hope to be better at it so you don't do it directly in front of our face. This headline keeps popping up because this woman is still so full of regrets. U.S. woman deeply, deeply regrets joining ISIS.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No, Sherlock.
Huh. Well, she spent 40 years in Turkey, then Syria, and she got a little homesick, guys.
Oh.
You know, and I've heard both of those places are so nice right around this time of the year. Like, that is the trip you want to win on Price is Right. Probably a mountain. All expenses paid trip to Syria.
Probably a mountain climber.
Yeah, something like that. New Guinness Brewery is a destination for fans of Guinness.
Oh, no, Sherlock!
That's we need to have Guinness here, that's it.
That's a headline.
Is that one in Baltimore?
I think it is Baltimore County, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you like Guinness, and then they put it in your backyard, why wouldn't you want to go?
They probably make it like they or serve it the proper way with the right, you know, nitrogen or whatever.
Sure. If you like Guinness, you're happy in a place that's full of nothing but Guinness.
You know, Guinness actually, like, certifies people to, like, properly pour a pint.
Yeah. And then they have those weird ones where it, like, looks like it's coming up from the bottom.
That thing with a widget in it?
Yeah, that's for other beers. You couldn't do that. You shouldn't do that with Guinness.
Oh, you can't do that with Guinness because it's got to go top down, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I want everyone to listen up. This is going to blow your mind. This is going to blow your mind. But according to the headline, Spanish ads sell better to Hispanics.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No, Sherlock.
Por qué?
I think you just said why.
Yeah.
And I thought you were talking about I thought you were talking about the margarine.
No, that's okay. Not pork.
Oh, I thought you said
okay. See, if you were
I was going to go butter.
But see, that's where you run into trouble. You know, you go to Mexico, they keep bringing you butter. And you're like, no, I'm saying, why?
Okay, I want parquet. Right. That's why I was making a joke. Like, why does it work better for them?
making a margarine joke.
Again, this will blow your mind. Hallmark Channel cuts ties with Lori Loughlin.
No, Sherlock.
Fight on, Lori. Fight on.
We're on your side. Auschwitz visitors urged not to balance on railroad tracks for selfies.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
Oh, my.
That should be a no-ass. It should be, but here it is. They very recently had to put that out. Like, hey,
how could you go and tour that in?
I don't know. All right, but I'll leave you with this, and I don't think anyone saw this coming. We heard about the that mob boss who got gunned down in front of his house, in front of his family, which violates mafia code. Turns out the guy that shot him has nothing to do with the mafia. So the headline reads, suspect in mob boss slang could face lethal mafia justice.
Well, no, Sherlock.
All right, thank you, Steve Wobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified man, but a new hero of mine from Los Angeles, California. Now, this guy got into a high-speed chase with police just outside of L.A. on Tuesday night. They had to perform a pit maneuver to finally get him to stop, all right? So they got to take out his tires, all this stuff. And then things just got a little weird. As you'd expect, the cops ordered him out of his car at gunpoint, and he complied. But while they continued to shout orders at him, he stopped listening. And do you know why he stopped listening? Because he just started breakdancing in the middle of the street. That's right, surrounded by cops at gunpoint, all of them screaming at you. My man said, give me 1 minute. And he broke down for about 20 good seconds. Now, it's not clear if he was on drugs, but I'm going to go ahead and say he was on drugs. And his moves were not at any kind of professional level, but he kept it up, again, for a solid 20 seconds. A few different news choppers got it on video. The cops did not advance. They just let him do his thing.
Mm-hmm. They did.
But when he finally got down on his knees, he let the cops arrest him. We haven't heard what he's being charged with yet, but I suspect eluding police went on for a while. I'm telling you, he got brownie points for the breakdance. Right, the cops are already mad. You've already created a situation. But when you see him breakdance, because it was bad, the fact that the cops, who had been screaming with their guns out, like, they kind of stopped and let him do his thing. In that moment, you could just kind of tell. They're like, pain in the ass, but brownie points for the breakdance. Yeah, if you get the chance to see that video, you know, judge for yourself.
Dance.
Did you see it?
No, I just kind of like it. You're in a bunch of trouble. I'll just do a little dancing.
He's surrounded by cop cars. There's helicopters overhead. There's spotlights on the guy, and he just breaks it down like electric boogaloo style.
I only wish I knew his name. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze.
This is what we think it's yummy.
Yummy! So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch hola!
It's going to get tested on the line for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.